Suspended SUNY Poly president Elaine Kelleros made his first court appearance Friday morning. Kelleros was the subject of criminal investigations by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara and the state attorney general, both announced Thursday. He appeared in Albany City Court Friday morning to answer charges lodged by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office, which accused the SUNY Polytechnic Institute president of restraint of trade. The formal felony complaint charges Kelleros with having committed three counts of combination in restraint of trade and competition in violation of general business law. Here is Schneiderman.
A year-long investigation by my office found that Alan Kelleros allegedly used his perch atop SUNY Polytechnic to engage in brazen bid rigging, using taxpayer dollars and abusing his power to enrich himself and his cronies. According to our criminal complaint, Kelleros gave insider information to friends and fixed the bidding process to ensure his cronies won lucrative contracts funded in part by the state of New York. We allege that he ordered bid requests called RFPs to be written in such a way that only one company, his favorite company, could possibly qualify to win the bid.
The AG says the 60-year-old Kelleros emailed the RFP for the dormitory project to 59-year-old Joseph Nicola, president of Columbia Development, in advance of it being issued. Kelleros showed up on time for a 9 a.m. arraignment accompanied by his attorney, ignoring reporters' questions as he entered the city court building and ignoring them again on his way out to a waiting car.
Yes, he was released on his own account.
Does he have federal bail?
Very modest federal bail.
Attorney Michael Miller told the Associated Press late Thursday that Kelleros, quote, has always sought to make sure the right company was doing the right job on the right project. He committed no crimes along the way. Part of the swirling corruption case unveiled by Bharara on Thursday that also included several one-time close associates of Governor Andrew Cuomo, Kelleros pleaded not guilty. A reporter got one more question in before Kelleros was spirited away.
Do you have nothing to say to the taxpayers?
Kelleros is now on unpaid leave from SUNY Poly. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.